welcome to W Rated, the show where we willingly watch the world's worst rated movies. Today, you've joined us on this year's Road to Razzies, our annual season of episodes looking at the nominations for the controversial Golden Raspberry Awards 2024. For new listeners, I'm Daisy, and as always, I'm joined by podcast co-creator, host and editor Claire. Claire, would you like to tell us which film we're talking about this episode?
In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Shazam! Fury of the Gods. It is nominated for 4 awards, including Worst Picture, Worst Actress for Helen Mirren, Worst Supporting Actress for Lucy Liu, and Worst Screenplay. I haven't rewatched this. I went to see this in the cinema, so I'm a little bit vague, but I remember watching it. I remember I enjoyed it for a film, but I love the original Shazam, and it is pale imitation of the original Shazam.
It just goes straight back to like the cookie cutter every other one, which is the complete opposite reason to why everybody loved the original Shazam, is that it was its own contained story. And I think with these things, it's the message came through. The story was built around this message of finding a family. You know, Billy Batson being the superhero was part of that story. It was part of that character arc. It wasn't just superhero first and then the other stuff was. And again, this is all just, it's really hard, I think, for superhero films now, because we've seen it all before, for us to really grasp the scope of situations and the stakes of stuff. So when you've got like a real, it's the same with Ant-Man, and we'll get onto that, but when you've got a smaller, grounded, more person-focused story, I think most of the time people prefer that because it's how we relate to it, right? And then when you try and make the second one bigger and take away everything that you explored in the first one and just make it, oh, how do we raise the stakes and make all this? It just, it feels so superfluous. There's nothing to grab onto. So you've got these gods come in, Helen Mirren, Lucy Liu, and
Rachel Ziegler,
And it's just like, there's some cool effects, there's some stuff, but I never really feel the weight of the situation.
No. And like, I think the saddest thing for me, and I think that I found really missing, for me, the original one's so charming because the kid teenage actors are all so amazing. Those kid actors are brilliant. And this film, I don't know if it was because of COVID, because obviously this, we're still dealing with COVID film era stuff. The kids really aren't in this film. They spend so much time as the superheroes, and I felt like
situations that do not warrant it, by the way.
No, not at all. And so I think there might have been some issues with getting the kids because of COVID delaying things, obviously messed up, like kids grow up, so some of them were growing up real quick. And then also I think there was probably, like, I don't know what COVID protocols were like on set, but I'd imagine they were significantly higher if you had kids around, so it was probably easier to have the adults around. But I think it really lost that charm and that chemistry and that unit of all the kids together. And I'll never complain about seeing more Adam Brody. I was very pleased to see more Adam Brody, but I think it lost that heart. And then I was interested that Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu were nominated here, because there was so much criticism over Zachary Levi when it came out about how immature he played Billy as the adult, which was a real shame, because I think they were in perfect sync for the first film, but this film, the young guy that plays Billy seemed so much more mature.
He's maturing.
Whereas Zachary Levi went so immature. And I like Zachary Levi. I know there's been some controversy that, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what all the controversy was. I was just like, God damn it. Because he's Flynn Rider. And he's also really hot in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But, you know, what's even
hot
hotter?
Hot people can be dumb.
What's even hotter is a vaccinated man. We hot vaccinated
it's
men.
It's true.
Their hotness is real and not from a, what do we call it? A fever. Because they didn't get their vaccine.
Very good. Very smooth. I like that.
But, yeah, so I was surprised. Helen Mirren, I thought, was having fun. Again, I don't remember. Lucy Liu, I don't really think she had much to do, to be completely honest.
This, again, is the issue when you're nominating people for things like this. If you're nominating for worst screenplay and then you're nominating actors, it's like, whose fault really is it? And I've noticed a pattern with some of these nominations across the board, and we can, again, touch on it when we get to Ant-Man, because there's a few examples there. This seems to be a specific award for lauded and respected actors who are in a less than respectable film.
Yeah.
Playing a character that doesn't really get to do anything, so it ergo seems like they're bad.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's the vibe that I kind of got from these nominations, because as same with you, I watched this last year. I think I watched it when it came on VOD, because again I missed it in the cinema. I really loved the first film. I actually couldn't remember if the criticism of Zachary Levi was from the first film or just this one.
Just this one, I think.
I think there's still a slight... He does play a little bit more immature, but at the same time, he's learning to be a superhero. So, of course, he would be a bit goofy when he kind of keeps that in this. And, as you say, Billy Batson as a boy is actually mature. He looks like a young man in this. He's not a teenager anymore. We don't really get to see him as much because, like, there's some really egregious, like, examples of, like, they're just sitting around in their little superhero cape, or in superhero. It's like, it reeks of we didn't actually logistically
get the kids.
Have the kids for that. But I can't remember where I was going with this, but it's almost as if, like, those actresses in those roles could have kind of been anyone.
Yeah.
And I totally respect if they wanted a paycheck. I totally respect if for them that was fun and they were having fun. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if they're being told to play it serious, they're gods. There's meant to be this weight and seriousness to it. But I think the problem is the scale of the films. Mm-hmm. It just becomes so dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, really dry.
And that's it. Like, I don't remember it particularly, but, like, I could kind of get where you're coming from for the Helen Mirren run, because I remember her just a lot of the time being like, no, I will kill them. No, I will kill them. No, I'm definitely going to kill everyone. There was just a lot of that really dry, I'm going to kill everyone. Whereas I really didn't feel like Lucy Liu was really doing anything. Maybe that's why they've considered it bad. I feel like she, a lot of the time, was just there to nod.
The whole goddesses thing kind of fell a little bit flat for me because I actually really liked Rachel Zegler, though. I think that she comes in... Is it Athena?
I think so.
Has it got the goddess name? Mm. She comes in, you don't know who she is. Yeah. So you know that there's...
Unless she followed any of the marketing and then you instantly knew.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it was, like, heavily. Because, like, everyone
That's
was...
That's really bad.
Yeah, like, everyone said they were playing three goddess sisters. So, like, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I'm glad that I missed that, because I actually quite liked the journey It was like, okay, she's a high school kid. She gets along with Freddie, and there already seems a little bit of a... I don't think she knows he is Freddie.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
So I quite liked that, how that played out. I liked that she was younger than the other sisters, but obviously that would be in thousands of years rather than... But I kind of liked that I did that. But yeah, it's just... And I rewatched... Oh, this is what I was going to say. I didn't see it in cinema. I did watch it last year. It's been a while. So again, I watched scenes of this to remind myself of the film in general, particularly of Mirren and Lou, like, just to see. And as I've said before, it's just a bit dry. And because it loses the charm of Shazam overall, if you're then not having a villain, like I was sort of saying in the Fast X episode, where that's intriguing enough, the whole thing just falls flat.
Yeah.
And I think that, coupled with the scope that they were trying to get, which I think we're all just a bit deflated from now, and we'll go into this with the Quantumania thing as well.
I think they've this jumped whole the shark film too much. Deflated is a perfect descriptor for this whole film. I remember coming out of the cinema and being like, well, it's not awful, but it's not good. And I just came out of that, like, because I was really excited for the Shazam sequel, because I love the first one and I'm not normally a DC girl. I've, like, rewatched the first one a number of times, but yeah, very, very deflating all around. Performances, script, everything just was like, oh.
It was just a classic MacGuffin plot as well. Like, these goddesses wanted the seed of life or something that was found in the place where they can access because of the star and things like that. Like, it's just run-of-the-mill superhero stuff. And I think at this point, after Infinity War and Endgame, it's really hard for superhero stuff to have a sense of scale, because they built those worlds up so much to this huge villain, and time and care was taken with it. if you're going to do a sequel to a film that works so well because of the human element,
mm.
and you take that away and you just add some stuff that should be really cool. It yeah. should be cool. It's like Greek goddesses, right? It's just feels meh.
Yeah, it was very meh.
It really does.
Very meh.
But again, I mean, this wasn't nominated for worst sequel.
No, but I do think the screenplay is the problem. So I
just... Yeah, I just... I'm a little bit confused in terms of how something can be nominated for worst picture but not worst sequel.
So, yeah, what took its spot? So Indiana Jones took its spot. So it's the only worst picture that didn't get pre-make, remake, rip-off or sequel because Indiana Jones took that slot.
So Indiana Jones people probably felt more miffed off with as a sequel
than
because
as a film.
Of the heights
yeah.
of the previous, maybe not four, but mm-hmm. the previous three. Whereas this, it wasn't really in relation to the first one that people really felt that. It was yeah. just generally that people were a bit like, this is a bit crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm surprised Black Adam wasn't on there for this reason. Because I thought that that got worse of a rap, to be honest.
And like, I've not seen Black Adam, but the criticism around Black Adam was so heavy. I would have put a bet on that Black Adam was getting nominated. I was ready to watch it.
Black Adam was worse than this, in my opinion, because not only, like, what we were just saying, all of the stuff that kind of is missing from this versus the first one, it still has elements of it. Whereas Black Adam is just so serious. Also, like, The Rock is just so, like, if we're talking about Vin Diesel being, it's not necessarily wooden, but it's just, like, blank.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been anyone. And also, I'm pretty sure he has a contract where he's not allowed to lose a fight
mm-hmm.
in films, mm-hmm. which means that, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It was boring. It was boring. It wasn't really saying anything. It was just CGI sludge. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, it definitely got worse feedback yeah. than this, so I'm surprised.
Because Shazam, no one cared about the first film, and within Warner Brothers and DC. So I think when they were making the sequel, they were like, oh, cool, well, maybe it'll be as popular and make lots of money. Whereas, like, Black Adam is known as the film that killed the DCEU.
Right. yeah, so... It's really, I just don't even have any words left anymore because I have the same opinion for each of these.
Yeah.
Marvel and DC and any superhero films now where it's just seems run of the mill, cookie cutter.
Yeah.
No real, like, nothing really exciting, nothing really heartwarming.
And it's funny
just
though,
so
like,
pedestrian. Not pedestrian, like a.
It's the opposite of pedestrian, but I don't know. That's what's wrong with it.
Yeah, things that are just like unnecessarily, not even convoluted, but it's just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, do people like this stuff?
Yeah.
Or is it just, this is the new trend that's easy to churn out? People will come because it's a name and it's DC or whatever.
Mm.
And I think that infatuation has completely run out
on
both Marvel and DC side.
Absolutely, and it's always good. Like, I know we discussed in our Fast and Furious episode that we were surprised that the Marvels wasn't nominated for anything, which is nice. But I think it's a shame that film, it didn't even get panned or anything. That film, I think,
it took
notes from the failures of all the other superhero films of the last couple of years. It's very small, it's very grand, it's just about three women, it's quite charming, it's quite heartwarming, but it's just a small offshoot story that doesn't connect into the wider Marvel universe in the slightest. It's just...
It does. It connects to the TV show, Ms.
Secret
Marvel, right?
Oh, sorry, Ms. Marvel, yeah, but only in the fact that it has a character. It doesn't set
Fine.
Up...
okay. So that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how much
she was.
We're at the stage now where we're expected to have seen
an eight-episode TV show.
Everything's all connected, so
and
I
also
just didn't
yeah, you're bother. Right, actually, because also the other Marvel character, it comes from WandaVision, so that also. But you could watch it without watching them because they're just two individual characters. It's just that
which is what we want.
Yeah, but people just didn't go to see it because they didn't want to do the homework. It was marketed
badly. The expectation now is that you do have to do that homework.
Yeah.
So I've got a little bit of a PR job to do.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, I will see it eventually.
Do you know the best thing about it? It's quite short. It doesn't overstay its welcome.
Oh, no. I think I saw, or it was a question in a quiz, that it's actually the shortest Marvel movie they've ever done.
Yeah.
So that's Marvel. That's kind of where they're going at the moment. We can probably dive into a little bit more with on our Quantumania episode.
Yeah.
But what do you know much about DC? Obviously, James Gunn has come in now.
The DC EU kind of revamping is the whole thing. None of these characters, we're not going to see any of these characters ever again. Zachary Levi was very upset about it and doing some very, very strange videos outside a cabin. I don't know if you saw any of them.
No.
Oh my god, no, Daisy, it was awful. So when this came out, it did really badly. Like, people just weren't going to see this. It wasn't even that it was getting slated. People just didn't care.
But that's bizarre because it was a number one on IMDb, which is why I saw it. So it's almost as if it's like, regardless, this is why they keep making them, because even though it's not matching the heights of what it used to be, it's still dominating the cinema.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it came up against. I'm gonna have to
basically
he started doing these videos outside his cabin somewhere, and he was just begging people to go and see it. He was like, I know that you want to go and see this film, but here are all the reasons you should see Shazam, and if you want to go and see a real heartwarming film about these people, like, it was mortifying. He was like live streaming them on Instagram Live. It was it was mortifying, which is why when I was like, oh, I can't remember what the controversy was, is because all I remember are those very sad videos.
Well, I think if it had come out after he like, the stuff about him being anti-vax was, it might be that he could see his career crashing and burning, and he thought, unless people go and see this film, I'm done.
Yeah, he wanted people to go and see it. Because he didn't want to lose his job, because he was like, if this is a success, they might keep Shazam in the new James Gunn stuff. But yeah, what did
March
it come out?
2023.
Oh, it came out at the same time as John Wick 4.
Yeah, that was huge. That was on a lot of people's top lists for the year.
Well, it looks like it came out around John Wick 4, but yeah, he was just like begging people to go and see it. It was very embarrassing.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he leans into the controversialness of his comments now, because we all know that that's got a lot of money to be made.
Yeah. 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 And he was going all controversial about, like, the WB and stuff, being like, we wanted The Rock in it. I don't know if he was saying that The Rock was problem with it. I think he went out for The Rock as well.
The Rock didn't want to be.
Yeah, because Shazam and Black Adam are meant to be massive foes in the comics.
He didn't want to be... I think, if I remember correctly, and there'll be people typing furiously listening to this podcast on our Twitter, but I think it's because The Rock... Black Adam hadn't come out yet, and I think, if I'm correct, and they wanted to tease Black Adam at the end of Shazam. I think The Rock was like, no, I don't want to be a footnote on someone else's film. I want my film. But he doesn't. It's like, that's marketing, bro. Like,
well,
come
originally,
on, you would have got more people coming to see your film.
I think he was meant to be a big part of Shazam 2 in like the first draft. And then I think when they cast
and
The
then
Rock,
it got reduced.
He was like, absolutely not.
I see. Oh, so actually maybe this is the screenplay suffered because...
I might be. I'm sure because there was a lot... This is when I used to listen to the Kevin Smith podcast.
They teased Black Adam at the end of Shazam 1 with the little... Apparently the little worm thing is meant to do with Black Adam.
Yeah.
And that was hilarious to me that they basically had the same end credit scene in both Shazams.
Yeah.
The worm came back to Thaddeus and was like, hey, still haven't done what you wanted me to do yet. Like, it's just, it was all, it did seem a little bit like this. Now I've got the context, I'm like, they clearly had to rewrite some stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
And then worst picture, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think, I'm going to quickly grab up my letterbox. I definitely didn't think it was the worst thing I saw last year. But I also knew it wasn't good. So I'm not going to argue the nomination. I would have nominated some different things, but, you know.
I looked at mine and it was in the middle. And you'll be pleased to know, Claire, that I'm actually becoming more harsher with my star ratings now. Because I'm actually getting back into doing a short review of every film I've seen on Xbox. And what I've found is, as I'm writing the review, I'm always giving an extra half a star just because it's a film. And I'm like, well done, guys. You made it. And whenever I'm writing the review, I'm like, this isn't a 3-star review. Do you know what I mean? And like, I was writing, I watched The Expendables, the first one, the other day, because number 4's been nominated, and I am watching the other ones in preparation. And I was originally going to maybe give it like a 3. And as I was writing, I was like, no, this is a fucking 2-star review. So you'll be pleased to know that that is a thing that's happening. But as I ranked them last year, it was definitely in the middle. Have you got yours?
Yeah, so mine, I ranked it.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. Sorry, it's not. It's actually down the bottom. It would have been in the last 10. It's number 11 from the bottom.
So mine is 61 out of 91. So definitely in the bottom third, but there were still 30 other films I disliked more.
Mine was bottom 11 out of 56.
Nice.
But I still gave it 3. Still gave it three stars, so maybe we all know that's not quite accurate.
What did I give it? I gave it 3.5.
Ooh.
I like Adam Brody and I like Zachary Levi. I like hot men. What can I say?
Weakness.
It's a weakness, and Adam Brody has been my weakness for 20 years. Yeah.
Fair play. And they were in it a lot more in this one,
which was nice. But I also really like the kid that plays Little Him. He's great. Yes. He goes on to more.
Jack Dylan?
No. Yeah, maybe? I don't know. I hope
Jack
goes on to
Fraser
more, though.
Dylan? Something
like
that.
Yeah. There's controversy around him as well, though. I feel like he has issues.
Yeah. He was set to have quite a big... Because he was in It, wasn't he? He was set to have quite a big career, and I think he said something relatively...
I feel like maybe he was sketchy.
Jack Dylan Grazer.
I feel like he was sketchy around women.
Yes, I think his is more of the actual behaviour nature versus opinion, allegations on Twitter. Don't know whether anything came out about that.
Why must men be more like Adam Brody? Marry Leighton Meester and just go and have a nice life.
What a beautiful couple.
Just good for them.
He did go out with Rachel Bilson for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, because everyone finds it really funny because she was Summer in the OC, and then Blair in Gossip Girl was made by the same people, and that she's basically the Summer character in Gossip Girl. And he was like, "Oh well, I didn't have the first one, so I'll go have the second one."
Oh, good for them. They seem like a very beautiful couple,
and they seem very happy.
Any more Freddie Moore, Shazam?
No, I think that's it for Shazam. You know, when I start talking about hot men and their hot wives, I'm done.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we hope you can join us for another mini episode as we tackle another Razzie-nominated film on our road to Razzies 2024.